From Las Vegas and the annual CES, you know Rick Limpert is on the scene covering sports and technology and a whole bunch of other things on Twitter. Rick Roswell, wirelesswednesday.live, the site for everything he's working on during the week. And Rick, this show in Las Vegas, the CES, just gets bigger and bigger every year. It is a week, but so much more than that time-wise leading up to and even the breakdown of it.
Yeah, a lot of people, a lot of companies have a lot of their marketing invested in this show. 182,000 people, they say, but really it's like more than 200,000 with all the support people. Over 4,000 exhibitors, tons of speakers. They take up every convention space in town. So it's like a small, I said it's like a small city moving into Las Vegas, or a medium-sized city moving into Las Vegas for the week.
The Consumer Technology Association is who puts this on every year. And one of the big themes that you'll see on the convention floor, Rick, as you make your way out and about and through the gigantic space there, more technology for the people who are aging, like me.
And me. I got you beat by a couple years, so tech for the aging population. So as the population grows in this country, that means more old, elderly people. And the average life expectancy for men now is 85.6 years, which is a record. So technology, fitness products, health gadgets for the aging population, things to prevent falls, medical issues, anything from even taking prescription medication and more. So I'll be covering that a lot this week, selling some things, and a really important segment of the tech industry.
You can keep up with all things that Rick is working on from the CES and more. Rick Roswell, the handle on Twitter. Television technology always gets a lot of talk this time of year as people are buying a lot of them, getting ready to watch the big football game. But TV tech takes center stage in many ways at the CES as well.
Yeah, the Limpert household, we just invested in a new 4K TV, and so that means it's time for the 8K TVs to be more prevalent. So that'll be unboxed here at the show, a lot of things with 8K TVs. That means it's 7680 by 43020 resolution. I never thought we'd come close to seeing anything like that, but it's fantastic. And hopefully the prices on the 8K TVs will come down as quickly as the other TVs have.
Well, you alluded to it earlier when we were talking about tech for people who are getting a little older and health being a huge part of that. But that's not just for people who are older. That is for everybody. And lots of advances there. What do you expect to see health-wise on the floor of the CES?
Well, I've already talked with some people that have some really innovative products. So, I mean, we all know about the sleep products, air purifiers, the health fitness devices, but there's going to be even more things announced, including the ability to not go to a hospital, have the hospital come to your home, that type of technology. So a lot of innovative things. Stay tuned. There'll be more introduced here at the show and then more later in the year.
Absolutely amazing. It's quite good to be alive in this time in history versus maybe 1,000 years ago, where we have access to just such great things in terms of remedies and our health and surgery, and hopefully that can continue. Let's talk a little bit about 5G. The conversation on that was really hot a couple of years ago, but it seems to have died down, at least from where I sit. What's on the horizon here 5G-wise?
Well, now Verizon and AT&T have brought out 5G in limited areas, including Atlanta has it. So we're just weeks away from it really becoming nationwide, and they're saying 2019 is poised to become the year of 5G. We'll see what happens with that. Now it's time to get all the devices able to handle 5G. It'll be the next battle. So everything from our phones to home devices, sensors, and then all the apps that we use. I'll have to be optimized for 5G, and that'll take a little time.
Great. More apps to update, and we're all going to have to get new phones. Isn't that just the way it always works, Rick?
They got us by the tail, so there's no way around it.
They really do. Chatting with Rick Limpert, and so glad that you join us each week to check out our little podcast here. Rick Roswell, the handle on Twitter. Rick joins us from the CES in Las Vegas. That's taking place this week, and Rick will be there with updates on his Twitter all throughout, as well as online at wirelesswednesday.live, where he covers technology and a whole bunch of other stuff. My words, not his. Non-traditional companies at CES, Rick, you're going to see some companies that we maybe haven't seen before at the Consumer Electronics Show.
Well, some of these we've seen, but they're not companies that you would think about being at CES. I mean, we all know about the computer companies and the Toshiba and Hisense and RCA and, you know, all the television companies, all those type of things, Dish Network, Sling. But there's some non-traditional companies you wouldn't expect to see at CES that are using technology and various things that they do. So, like Allstate Insurance, they're going to be here. I have a meeting with the CEO of Allstate. The Girl Scouts are always here each year with an app for their Girl Scout cookies. And then everything from robots to automobile companies, apparel companies, and then to all your favorite, all the adult product-oriented companies will be here as well.
I'm going to skip right over that, Rick, and let the punchline write itself there. But I'm curious to see if you spot any cannabis-themed companies, the emerging markets of the cannabis industry in this country as more states continue to legalize recreational and medical cannabis. Be interesting to see what their presence might be at the CES this year.
Yeah, there'll be products, no doubt, at the show for that as well. I'm not sure which hall they're going to be in. Haven't really been approached by any of those companies, but I'm sure they'll have a presence here. I'll try to track down that information for you, Sully.
Well, I know you're on an odd time schedule over there and a busy day ahead, a busy week ahead. I hope that your eyeballs are able to find a little bit of Clemson and Alabama tomorrow night, the national championship game. Are you interested in that at all?
Oh, yeah, I'm interested in that. Last year I watched Georgia and Alabama while I was out here. That debacle happened. We'll see if this year's game is just as good. Wrapping up the college football season. It's a long season, that college football season. I think we got the two best teams. It's a shame that they're playing on the other side of the country where their fan bases are, but that's how it rolls.
That's how it rolls. And I read an interesting critique of Levi Stadium, people saying that it's not quite the technological mecca that people had hoped it was, and it's actually pretty difficult to get to, about an hour in traffic from downtown San Francisco. So the drive is quite difficult for people to make to get there, too.
Yeah, nothing like seeing all those Alabama and Clemson fans out there in Silicon Valley, Sully. So, yeah, I covered that stadium when it opened and wrote some stuff beforehand. It is kind of away from things. It's very nice. It'll look good on TV for the national championship game, and let's hope a lot of Alabama and Clemson fans are out there to cheer on their teams.
Absolutely. Well, I hope that this game is better than the two games that led up to it, because those were kind of duds. I have a feeling that the NCAA has their work cut out for them in terms of what they're going to do to make this thing better than it was this year, for sure.
Yeah, talking college football, Sully, if we can't make it in music, in tech, in sports, what we're doing, we could be sports talk show hosts, I think.
I don't know. Maybe you can. I still have a lot to learn about that and many other things, which is why I continue to pay diligent attention to people like you. So
I know a guy a little down the dial you could probably talk to about it. So I'll send you his email later on.
All right, good. Well, I'm always keeping my options open, and I'm excited to learn. Very good to speak with you today, Rick, and hope you have a good time out there and safe travels back to Atlanta. And I hope folks check you out on Twitter and WirelessWednesday.live, Rick Roswell on Twitter, to check out all of your activity from the CES this week.
Thanks. So I'll put $5 on black for you, too.
26, $10 at the roulette table on 26 for me, Rick.
I got you.